Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty News. This is the 8th of June edition. We are going to talk about a couple of updates in this video because they're relevant to now.
Yes. One major big one.
A huge one.
Before we start, though, just letting you know, we're playing with a new mic. So if the audio for today, or we had a bonus video go up on Tuesday, if it's not the best, we're working on it. Just you wait.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're going to be talking about the Jeffree Star summer collection. And whenever we talk about a Jeffree Star collection, people get their conspiracy hats on.
They get so mad at us.
They do. They think that we're talking in depth because either we secretly love Jeffree Star.
We're talking in depth
because we're kissing up to him. We're talking in depth because we hate him and we're coming for him. Or we're talking in depth because he's a YouTuber and that we... Like, there's people put...
We're trying to get views off his name.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. So just to settle, the reason why we actually talk in depth is because he gives us a lot of information. When brands sneak peek an image and say nothing about it, there's not much we can say about that image.
No.
But when someone sits down and does a full swatch video, talks in depth about the inspiration, the names, you know, everything
the price,
about the collection,
the release date,
we can reiterate that information to you. So no conspiracy hats.
No.
It's just we report the information that we have.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
And if you don't give a fuck about the Jeffree Star summer collection, there's timestamps below. So
skip it. Skip it, my friend. Skip it.
You've
got the power.
I know. You're a big person. You can work it out.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the Thirsty palette and we've seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
We've got 15 pans. There are 10 mattes and 5 like high shine metallics.
Yeah, these are more like a foiled kind of glitter. He did say that when it comes to the formula, it's best to use like with your finger or a synthetic brush.
Mm.
So it definitely seems like one of those products kind of reminiscent of Huda Beauty Rose Gold, where they're sort of like a different consistency. But I'm holding out judgment because I haven't touched these. I can't say that. But he did say that he didn't stamp the star and the, you know, the logo on it because it could compromise the integrity of these shades.
So
it is a very, very different formula that he hasn't released before. And also he said that he's improved the matte formula. So previously, not that he had much fallout, but a lot of people, you know, wanted mattes that didn't have as much fallout. So this is an improved matte formula.
I think, okay, here's what I want to say about the palette. One, I don't hate it.
Mm.
I'm already tired of this yellow, blue and green thing
that 100%.
Brands are doing.
Yep.
Like, I feel like there's something was in the water and people were just like bringing out these palettes with the same three shades.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Or a combination of the three.
Yeah.
Like two of the three or...
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that doesn't really interest me a lot because I already have stuff like that in my collection now. But I like the top row and I like the two mattes on the bottom row in the...
They're really nice colors.
Yeah, the corners.
Yeah. That subtle, that one is a kind of shade that I use every single day.
Yeah. I reckon they're really cool. The thing that gets me about the metallic glittery shades is that he said he doesn't like to use his fingers to apply eyeshadow. Neither do I. So it does, like, I was a little bit surprised that he said, you know, these are best applied with your fingers. So
I think he was probably leaning more on synthetic brush than that. But I agree. I find, look, once again, the proof's going to be in the pudding, but
we haven't used it. So we can't,
I think the thing about these that I'm interested in the formula because I do love a sparkly eye and I love an everyday sparkly eye, which means generally browns and taupes and whatnot. But I feel like there are too many of similar kind of shades. Like I find that Divine, Filthy Rich and Snatched all would look very similar on the eye.
Yeah.
Some of them look...
I think in the palette, some of them look a bit washed out. For me, like, I have hardcore beautiful metallics in, like, metal tones in my collection that I already love and I can already work with. So for me to have, like, a whole row of, like, one-third of a 15 pan palette, I'm just like, nah, give me something different.
See, I reckon if you did like one of them the same, okay, I like the idea of the two rows of mattes, one row of this sort of metallic sparkly formula. But I think if you did like one of them being coral, one of them being maybe green, you know, like having them sort of work well with the rest of the palette, because it does look a little bit disjointed. But a lot of people's criticism of this palette is that it looks really, really boring. Now, I do want to point out that I feel like that this is really washed out. I think it's the studio lighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you do look at this image where it kind of holds it a bit to the side, you can see that the colors aren't as light as
the light's not reflecting off them.
Correct.
Yeah, I noticed that throughout the whole video. His studio lighting is very bright.
Yeah.
And it does have an effect on like how a palette looks.
But so I think I like this palette. See, I like the corals. I like the vibrant corals. I do like some of the metallics and, you know, the pops of color with the neutrals. This is a palette that I think out of all his palettes, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see where this would fit into my collection.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are so many palettes coming out that are similar to this that it's sort of like you can pick and choose. We'll talk about it like a few of them coming up in this video, where summer palettes are all throwing you vibrant colors mixed with, you know, nice bronzes, and you kind of go, oh, I've got many to choose from.
Yes.
It's almost analysis paralysis, which one you go for.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've seen swatches and whatnot. They look like they're quite nice. I don't hate them. Then going on to the liquid lipsticks, there's 8 of them.
Mm.
I think the first one was Soft Serve, which is a peachy nude. It's just a normal sort of matte one. The second shade is, I think it's Coral Fixation, which is a hot coral. It looks like just a bright orange to me, but it looks like a nice kind of color. Then there's Thirst Trap, which is a metallic champagne beige.
Mm.
There's also Fudge Pop, which is a metallic brown. Interesting for summer collection, but it kind of works with the oranges.
Yeah.
Then there is Huntington Beach, which is a bright teal, gorgeous color. Look, if you've got a whole range of colourful liquid lipsticks, this one has to be in there, in my opinion.
He mentioned they were eye safe at this point too, I believe. And excuse me, yes, I fucking want an eyeliner in that shade.
Fair enough. I agree with you. Yes. I agree with you entirely. And then we have a sort of bright fuchsia red called Cherry Wet, and that was a gorgeous one. And then an interesting formula we've got here. Yummy is a metallic orange glitter.
Mm.
Now, this one looked like it was more of a matte color, but once again, if you sort of tap it, you expose the glitter.
Yes, yeah.
And then he's got 818, which is a pastel neon coral orange. Now, I'm going to say, and this is another problem with his collection, not a problem with the collection, it's just a problem with filming the collection. If you have anything that's neon, it shows up as being like a pastel.
Yeah, it does.
So,
it does.
Oh, a perfect example is this is a neon coral nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
On camera, it looks almost like a pastel color, but if you...
Yeah, it does.
If I can sort of insert a photo of what this actually looks like, you'll be surprised. So, just on camera, neons don't show up at all. So, I think that's probably a problem with... Ooh, ting. I think that's a problem with his eyeshadows. Like, they have the nice neon corals that look really flat, but also I think this shade probably is more vibrant than it looks on camera just because it can't pick up. But the story behind this one is it's... he's had a big sister to, I think it was 714,
mm-hmm.
which was another shade that he released 2 years ago, limited edition. It was one of his best sellers, but it was kind of streaky.
Yeah.
So he sort of revamped that and made it a bit better. So those are the liquid lipsticks. He's also got 4 lip scrubs, but he didn't have them in time for the video. So we've got a photo on the screen. There's grape soda, orange gummy bear, rainbow sherbet, and pink lemonade.
Yeah, I'll have one of each, thanks.
Yeah, I'll eat them. A nice snack.
Yeah.
And then also he's got new accessories. Now, this is really cool because not only did he bring out the orange star-held mirror, $20. So this is like we've seen different colors of them, you know, pinks, purples, whatever, reds, but also an orange popsicle handheld mirror and a red, white, and blue popsicle handheld mirror. So these look like popsicles or icy poles or whatever. And I think they're really, really cool. One thing that I found funny was, like, so the size you know, it's a practical size, yeah. But he was saying that for people who think it looks too narrow, he's like, you know, he can do his makeup in it. And he referenced his big horse head and he showed that it covers his big... I thought that was funny. Look, it made me laugh.
Little bit of self-deprecation. Yeah. Nothing wrong with
that. That's very Aussie humour.
It is. You know, it is very Aussie. Yeah, I can relate to that.
But also, along with that, there's a couple of new bags. Mm. So there's an orange reflective makeup bag, $28. Now, he said that this is sort of... just like if you want to go away and, you know, he said the makeup bags he currently has out, they do fit everything in it. But if you want to start fitting things like foundations and all that kind of stuff, yeah. And you want something a bit bigger, this is for that. And he showed comparison sizes to the other bags.
Yeah.
This is sort of like it reminds me of like 60s, 70s sort of.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I would say 70s, sort of like the white piping and I like it. And then also if you want something even bigger, there are two shades of travel makeup bags, $30.
Mm. Wow, that's a good price.
Yeah, really good price. So this as well, he said that it's like way bigger. It's
you can fit... the kitchen sink in
that. You could, almost a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
So that one, you know, it's got little compartments in it. So it's got like little pockets in the side. And he also showed that you can fit the blood sugar palette just in the base of it. Uh-huh. So if you wanted to pack a lot of makeup away, you can buy that for $30. So I'm actually probably more excited about the accessories than I am about the whole range.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
But I think it's sort of a fun range, and even though there are some shades in there that are a bit like different, like the metallic browns and a few stranger sort of colors that you don't typically associate with summer, I think the pops of color in the eyeshadow palette with the nice sort of, you know, neutral everyday metallics and the nice mattes down the bottom, I think it pairs well all together. I think it kind of looks cool.
Honestly, I think pretty much everything that he has released fits really well into his current collection.
Yeah,
I agree. It's very Jeffree Star. I don't hate any of it.
No. And if he is, like, look at this orange lip color.
It's fucking beautiful.
And putting it with the corals
yellow one, the 818 that he put on, that compared to his eye look, like
they all went really well.
It just looks so good. Like, I think he's done a great job with this collection. Will I buy any of it? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like it.
I think in the future I'll probably pick up. The good thing is, I think the eyeshadow palette, it should be permanent, right?
I think they are, yes. Usually they are.
The eyeshadow palettes should be, but the lip products are probably limited edition.
Some of them he brings back when they're really popular and adds them to the full collection.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, in the future, if I was placing an order, I'd put that eyeshadow palette in.
You know
in
what? I'll say this. If he had like a Black Friday sale where you could get like 30 or 40% off his palettes, I'd probably buy Blood Sugar and the new one.
That's fair enough.
So there you go.
That's it.
All right, we're gonna go alphabetical and we're actually gonna start with a fragrance. We've got a few fragrances to touch on in this episode. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but this is the Annick Goutal limited edition rose pompon eau de parfum. So it's a vivid version of the 2016 edition that was released. Powdery rose and like raspberry, grapefruit, violet, sweet vanilla kind of thing. So it's a sort of sweet, fruity, floral. And this particular image,
I want to be there. I want to be there.
The food, give me the food.
Oh,
isn't it funny how they like? Suddenly, I want this perfume because food.
That's fair enough. I hear you.
Yeah, I think that's a fair. Yeah,
I'm there with you.
Yeah. We also have something here from Bare Minerals. This is the it's a new primer, the Violet. As in violet, glow primer. So this is a primer with like a purple tint to it. So good for brightening.
Mm-hmm.
And it is available now on QVC UK for £20.
All right, we've got Beauty Bakery Makeup. So they've revealed the Milk and Honey Highlighter Palette. So it's coming the 15th of June. So I don't know. It's just, it's a pretty, I think they've got a brush that goes along with it.
Mm.
But it's just a four pan eyeshadow, not eyeshadow, highlighter palette, a light pink, a champagne, a sort of rose goldy color, and then a brownie bronze. So pretty generic,
standard,
but standard
in the way of four pan highlighting palettes.
Yeah, we've seen it before. Yeah. We'll see it again.
Like Beauty Bakery has a huge following though. So if you love it.
I wanted to like have some like milk and honey, something connected to it. Like a really cool scent or something. And I know a lot of people don't like scented makeup.
I personally do.
When I like the scent.
Makes me want to eat.
But if it had something like that or a really creamy consistency or something that gave it a milk and honey
vibe.
I like the imprint, but even if they had more like, I don't know, the honeycomb sort of pans or something.
Yeah, that could look really cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like this is e.l.f., you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Very generic.
KKW.
Yeah.
Everything.
We've seen this so many times. I do feel like if you're going to release something like this, it really has to stand out from the crowd at this point. Otherwise, it's just something that we've literally seen it like hundreds and hundreds of times. From BH Cosmetics, we have a new palette and a new brush set. So this is the Aurora Lights palette, and it looks to be an 18 pan colorful palette.
It's very, very shimmery.
It's very shimmery.
It's got the baked eyeshadows, which generally don't perform very well. You have to use them wet.
Mm.
The thing I'm a bit confused about, and this is just me, I'm looking at the packaging, I'm looking at the brush set, which is teal and black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's anything like the Aurora Borealis or something, you think of like greens and blues, and then all of a sudden it's pinks and purples and gold, one blue or two blues.
Look, we don't get the Aurora lights in Australia.
I think in Tassie there, you can see it somewhere.
Oh yeah, you can see them in Tassies, I think at certain times of year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there are like different shades of it, but I don't see the connection. Yeah, I just don't understand why a palette needs like three shades of pink.
Yeah, it's very pink heavy.
Like, I'm not feeling this palette.
But a lot of people love BH Cosmetics, and I like this like shot where it shows the where it's not focused on the eyeshadow, so you can see the sparkle.
They do look really nice.
But yeah, if you want some colored baked, baked just never worked very well.
It doesn't work for me. Yeah,
they end up looking wishy-washy and not worth my hassle.
And if I'm gonna have something that bright and that sparkly, it's gotta have some balls.
You gotta know it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. We've got a new palette from Bobbi Brown. This is the Sparkle Eyeshadow Palette.
What's with the swatches? It looks like someone's literally either swatched and then scrubbed them off.
I was thinking that as well.
Stained their skin or they has an allergic reaction.
They might have swatched over something.
It does not look good.
Yeah, they might have swatched over some staining.
Yeah, it looks strange.
It does look strange.
It kind of looks like this light pink shimmery eyeshadow is going to stain your skin.
Yeah, it does.
But these are very cool tone, very sparkly. So
it is indeed.
It sort of goes with the packaging. Because it's got that grey and yellow and pink.
Yeah.
Not for everyone, but
I really dislike the packaging. It looks cheap.
It doesn't look Bobbi Brown. No. But once again, this is hard to tell because it's such a potato photo.
I know. It's pretty bad. We will reserve judgment until we see some legit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another Bobbi Brown palette.
Well, two.
Two. Mm, both nudes. So there's a warm and a cool nude palette. I don't think it's called nude, but yeah, they're
coming for summer, which is, these are weird. So this is summer too. The sparkle is summer, and then these generic palettes are summer. They don't speak summer to me, but the only thing that I can understand is maybe that these are released at the same time. So is it nude on nude?
Oh, that's what they're called. I see.
Secret on.
Nude on nude.
But yeah, I can understand people like, okay, you're having a really sparkly one, and then if you buy the really generic one, you can kind of make it a whole look.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bobby Brown, I don't know what you're doing, but yeah, you're doing something.
I don't, look, I'm not convinced.
Typical Bobby Brown.
I'm very, very sorry, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
So Byredo has some new limited edition hair mists. Now, I've only got images of one trio, but I believe there might be two. So these are scented hair sprays, basically, and they're meant to also nourish the hair. But it looks like each collection comes in what appears to be makeup wipe packaging.
This is so confusing.
Isn't it crazy?
And it would cost the world.
It would be very expensive.
See, I'm going to be honest and say, if I wanted to buy a Byredo fragrance,
yeah,
I would buy a perfume. And I would use that on my body,
yeah,
and in my hair,
mm-hmm,
and go, fuck the nourishing formula.
Yeah.
Too bougie.
Yeah.
But if this is your thing, it's there.
If you've got the money to burn.
I think there's a few people that have been releasing these sort of hair fragrances, spray things.
Yeah.
Weren't we talking about Jo Malone doing it or something?
Yeah, I think she did do some, didn't
she?
Yeah,
so it must be a niche that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, we've seen a few things from Charlotte Tilbury. Some are available and one is a sneak peek. So we've seen these Pretty Youth Glow filters, which are blush duos, essentially. There's one in Pretty Fresh and Seductive Blush, and they're limited edition, as well as this Collagen Lip Bath in Refreshing Rose, which is new. It's got a little heart.
Yeah.
Applicator.
People were calling it the testicle applicator.
Yeah, because when you're actually using it, it's just that you're teabagging yourself.
Oh, it happened. Oh, it happened.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can buy those blush duos also in kits with this weird, I don't know, kidney bean brush. And then also like a face kit, which has the lip gloss, the blush duo, and a few, like a mascara,
and
a lip liner,
and
the brush.
Yeah.
£100. Fuck me dead.
I know.
And then we've seen this sort of like blush palette as well as something that will be coming soon. Six pan. Louboutin.
Yes, Louboutin. So these are Lubilac lip lacquers. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
I just sound like you're having a stroke.
It sounded like I was in my head too. That's why I don't like to say it. There's Crystal Queen, which is a holographic pink. It's not holographic.
Just iridescent.
Yeah. Dolly Dola, a warm wine berry. And Dora Candy, a sweet hue of lavender. Oh, and Ariza, a tonal blush rose.
Whatever the one down here is underneath that Crystal Queen.
I don't know what that is, but
it looks like a mermaid tail and I want it in my mouth.
I want it too. I know. The packaging's really cool,
ooh,
isn't it?
It looks so good.
Like, this is the sort of thing, like, I don't want to spend stupid, ridiculous amounts of money on makeup like this, but I would love to have just one Louboutin nail polish, one lip gloss, and it'd be the sort of thing that I would rarely use, but have it more as like a collector's piece for a makeup lover.
You almost need like a glass cabinet with little like stands where you just put them in and go, my collector's cabinet.
And have like
cabinet.
Little lights that like shine down
and
on it.
And a little plaque, like Louboutin.
Yes.
And you call it
Lubilac.
2018.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
My God, we should start a makeup museum.
We should. Kind of like Kat Von D's wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I think they're out. Yeah. So it's just in time for the weekend. I think they're out, so.
Go get them. Put it in your makeup museum.
Yeah. Coloured Rain. Looks like they're potentially coming out with a new palette.
Yes.
And
the Vivid Pigment.
Yeah. Palette. So interesting.
Yeah. So all they did was they showed the palette, the outside of the palette, on their Instagram story saying who's ready, CR Vivid Pigment.
Mm.
And they did have a little rainbow emoji. So I'm expecting it to be what you kind of see on the outside is going to be what you see on the inside.
Yeah.
But we saw this sort of, I didn't catch these myself, images, so I can't really tell you exactly what they are. Look, it looks like there's two purples and one pink, and they do correspond with the packaging.
Yeah, the one in the top right corner is a little bit more fuchsia-ish. Yeah. Like, yeah. It fits with the purple vibe, but it does have more of a pink tone. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to be in there. It's kind of...
Well, it looks like a literal translation. So the colors in the packaging are almost exactly what these eyeshadows are.
I would expect so.
So I'm going to say prediction.
Green, blue, yellow, gold.
Correct. Green, blue, yellow. Green, blue, yellow. Green, blue, yellow. Yeah, that is going to be there. So if you didn't want to buy Jeffree Star, you can buy Coloured Rain.
You can.
Or Violet Voss, that we'll talk about soon as well.
Yes.
Or any other summer collection.
CoverGirl.
CoverGirl, here we go.
They've got the new Dazed palette.
I love it how it's in the True Naked line.
When I saw that, I was just like...
That's not true or naked.
Please stop.
That is like you've taken a rainbow and turned down the saturation to make it look like grainbow.
Rainbow.
Grainbow.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's dropping soon.
Yeah.
I'm not picking it up. I'll leave it on the floor.
All right. This is my favorite. Are you ready?
I'm not.
Get ready. I don't care. We've got a new brand coming, and it's called Flesh.
And do you know what? The Instagram account kind of looks like they're collecting flesh samples.
It does.
Or stool samples.
This is, what's his name? Dexter. Dexter with his fucking blood samples.
This is these more like Ed Gain or Ed Bean.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, with I love it.
Collecting his flesh. Yeah. Anyway, so, what are we seeing from this brand? Let's take it seriously.
Yeah, it looks like the brand is coming from Revlon, and it's going to be in their prestige range. So you can expect this stuff to be a little bit pricey.
Revlon is pricey. In Australia, it's pricey.
It is. So it looks like one of the prestige brands owned by Revlon is Elizabeth Arden. So it might be... in that category price-wise, maybe. Anyway, it's going to launch late June and feature 40 shades of foundation in stick form.
They've also got highlighters, lipsticks, and blushes that are coming as well. So it's going to be available online at Ulta Beauty. New brand alert, Flesh.
Mm.
And people will be like, what are you wearing on your face?
Flesh. Guerlain have a Terracotta Sahara Dual Sunlight Duo Bronzing Powder.
I swear we've seen this before, but I just think all their releases this year look the same.
Yeah, they do. They really do. I feel like they bring out one of these new bronzers every year, slightly different packaging with a slightly different print on top. So, yeah. That's
2018's version. All right, we've seen something from Jaclyn Hill. Look, it's a long-standing update, so I guess let's just talk about it like it's new because we last talked about it probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But she did show on her Instagram stories black and white images of eyeshadows coming soon, and then we also saw coloured versions of it coming soon. Now, I didn't catch exactly what she was talking about, but people have been saying that she has been mentioning her brand again recently, so it's likely that this will be her brand, but at the same time, looking at the colors, it's likely going to be Morphe.
I think this might be like the
Jaclyn Hill number two
Morphe, like reloaded or some shit.
Yep, like shut up, dishwasher.
Yeah, dishwasher. No one asked you. See, even the dishwasher's getting in on this.
It's like no, fuck yeah, no,
because like this sort of on the right second shade down. That shade looks like one that was in the palette, and the one on the left, right at the bottom, again, it looks like one that was in the palette.
Yeah, but these are pretty generic colours, but there's 20 shades here, so whether or not she's making a 20-pan Morphe palette or 20-pan Tarte palette or 20-pan Jaclyn Hill palette, I don't know, but God, her bracelet's pretty.
Yeah.
All right, we've got another sneak peek. JD Glow Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do black and white sneak peeks. They're really annoying. But this is the brand that had those gorgeous multi-chrome
liners. Yep.
That we are waiting patiently for to arrive. But they've sneak peeked something that they're revealing soon.
Mm-hmm.
So these look like liquid highlighters, I'm going to say.
They do, yeah.
Like, they're very, very liquidy.
They do look very liquidy. I am keen to see what they are.
And is it different shades or is it just multiple shade?
Not sure.
But we don't know. We'll keep you updated.
We will.
Okay, new from KKW. This is launching 8th of June. So when you're watching this, it launches like tonight or tomorrow morning, whatever, soon.
Mm-hmm.
But this is new. So they're bringing out cream lipsticks in 8 shades, $18 each, or you can buy a pack of the 8 mm-hmm. for $144, and 3 lip liners that are $12 each. So yeah, launching very, very soon
yeah.
in one of them, but they are more of a cream formula, so they're not matte. They have the same sort of packaging as when she did the Mario collection. And look, to me, I don't understand why you'd buy the whole pack, because they are clearly a bunch of nudes for different skin tones.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see them here. A few people were commenting saying these are so boring. These are all brown. It's like, yeah, well, they're all nudes for different skin tones. So, yeah they're all going to be
brown,
nude and brownish.
Yeah.
But the lip liners, they sort of guide you on like light, medium, deeper. So which ones sort of, I guess a few of them will pair with each lip liner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you wanted those, they'll
I
be coming
out. I think the colours are pretty.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on, I don't know why you would buy the whole pack.
Because if you've got deeper skin, only the last few work for you. If you've got fairer skin, okay, you can wear, you're lucky to wear all of them, but some of them will look very, very vampy. And then if you're middle, like I'm probably more like low middle.
Yeah.
The light ones
would look like concealer. Excessive, like brightening concealer lips, not even just concealer lips. Yeah, yeah, I feel you on that too.
But if you would maybe had a kit and you really like the formula, you could, I understand.
That would be that would be helpful. All right, we have something here from Clarity Cosmetics. It is a eyeshadow palette. So it's going to be the Clarity Rain Confessions palette, $29 and releasing on June the 8th. A few people were mentioning that they liked it, but they were really sick of this like blue-brown
That's fair enough.
Shade. Yeah, I do feel like that was in a lot of palettes last year. But otherwise, you know, for an 8-pan palette, you know, it's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. I do, like, I think that blue-brown pigment type colour, everyone's going to have it in their collections somewhere. I've even got blue-brown pigment.
Yeah, from MAC.
From MAC, was the OG. Yeah. So, you know, it's probably one of the first or one of the most popular or popularly recreated duochrome shadows.
Yes,
duochrome were even really a thing that people really used.
Yep.
This was the one that everyone sort of knew about. So I do agree that it's a bit of a cop-out. Everyone's got it.
Mm.
The other shades are fine. Do you know what irks me?
Mm.
The font.
Yeah, no.
I can't handle the font.
This is the same issue we have with Violet Voss, even to this day.
Yeah.
I
think this is worse than Violet Voss. You've got 3 different fonts and all of them are bad. They remind me of high school when you were doing like, you'd have to do presentations on PowerPoint. You just put these shitty ass fonts on. It's sort of hire a designer. Hire
I know.
A fucking designer.
I don't like the fonts on the packaging. And look, I kind of like the shades. I think it would have been cooler if they'd taken that blue-brown out and put in a darker matte shade.
Or even, like, one other shade that MAC brought out, but I think it was limited edition. It was, like, a copper green.
Yeah.
So it was, like, blue-brown, as in, like, the brown, the base, the blue, the shift. This was, like, a copper, like, a orangey copper, and it shifted, like, a green.
Yeah.
I think that would be that'd
something
work
like
better
that
in
would
this.
Be cool, yeah.
Anyway, but, yeah, $29.
That's a pretty good price.
Releasing 8th of June, so today or tomorrow.
Kylie has 4 new lip kits. These are out, and, it's, I mean, they're red. You've got All Nighter, which looks to be...
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's... all of these colours are stunning.
Yeah.
I really, like, I feel the colours. All Nighter seems to be sort of like a coral, potentially with a bit of, like, a fluorescent...
Yeah, it's like a neon red coral. And this is the sort of shade that I freaking love.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Then there's Geordie, another red, but with more berry tones in it, and not too deep. We've got Red Velvet, which looks to be...
like a true nude.
A true...
Red.
A true red.
True red.
And then Victoria, which is a little bit more on, like, the scarlet end of things.
Okay, there's two mattes and two velvets.
Okay,
All Nighter, Victoria, a matte, and then the other two are
Geordie
velvets.
And Red Velvet are velvets.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
But well, I can see that. I can see it in the imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. They're nice shades. I like... Mm-hmm. I like
to.
LA Girl, we've got brow pomades.
Cool.
There you go. And also gel liners. So looks like these are all out. And I think they both retail for $8.
Yes, they do. Cool.
So, yeah. Ah, this is interesting. L'Oreal and Valentino are going to do a thing, but we don't know what that thing is. However, they have announced a worldwide license agreement for fine fragrances and luxury beauty. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if this is going to be like a Valentino x L'Oreal collection or if this is actually going to be a line. And I'm thinking it's going to be a line of cosmetics for Valentino.
I would probably say so as well because I don't think Valentino would reduce their...
Nope.
Their level of...
No, they wouldn't stoop so low as to do a collaboration. They would want to release a brand.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think it's going to be a higher end... and also, L'Oreal don't have too many higher end makeup brands under their umbrella. They've got Shiramura.
Yes.
They've got... You wouldn't call Urban Decay higher end.
No.
But they've got Urban Decay. They've got Lancôme.
Yeah, lots more luxury skincare. Armani is one. Giorgio Armani. Really.
Oh, YSL.
YSL. So,
I would say that that would be a new sort of like... Because they've got... Like, L'Oreal have different tiers.
Yes.
And they do have a luxury skincare line and a luxury makeup line.
Yeah.
And I would say it's slotting in along with YSL and, you know, things like that. So
but that's cool.
I'm interested.
I'm keen to see what they do.
All right, another L'Oreal news. They've got new ultra matte liquid lipsticks called Les Chocolats.
This is interesting. We've actually talked about this before. They were in different packaging.
Yeah, I think that
they must have been in the Infallible line.
Yeah, they were, but I think that they must have had... I don't know if they've either had success with that and now they're making it a bigger thing or if they...
Repackaged?
Didn't have success with that and they're repackaging it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's 12 shades that will be available and they have a chocolate smell.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be long lasting, transfer free, easy to apply. It's interesting though because most of them are nudes but they've got like one sort of ready color. So there's a berry, there's a red, but most of them are nude.
All right. For our Canadian viewers, g'day mate. I couldn't think of anything to say that was Canadian.
So like, you just went Aussie.
I did. I was like, Canadians are really, really nice people. Like, they're known for being nice people. And I was like, how do we welcome people and be nice to them? We say, g'day, mate. look.
Cool. I'll allow it.
Don't question my thinking. Anyway, Sephora Canada looks like they're going to start stocking MAC coming in fall. So,
Do they need to? You have MAC stores, right?
Yeah, they do. They do have MAC stores. So, I'm not sure. MAC, I think MAC is secretly struggling. I think they have been for a long time.
They're very slowly going, stop me.
Yeah.
Because they used to be like, we're sort of exclusive. We've got our standalone. Yeah.
And very like, you know.
Yeah. I work at MAC. Whereas now they're kind of like, please, stop
help
me wherever
us.
You can.
So because they're stocked in Mecca here in Australia now. So, yeah. interesting. But if you like to do your MAC shopping when you go to Sephora, you're going to have the opportunity to do that.
Perfect. Okay, Maybelline have some new powder matte lipsticks. Now, personally, this sounds scary to me because I've tried their matte lipsticks before and some of them are really nice, but powder? Butthole. And I just think it's going to be really tuggy, but, you know, it could be nice. I don't know.
I'll have that shade right there, please.
That cool tone one looks gorgeous. But these are supposed to be the most matte lipstick formula in a bullet from Maybelline's line. So they're available now, 5 shades in the US.
Mm-hmm.
We can see some colours here. I find Cruel Ruby, they're just asking for some sassy comments in response to that. Because it's not cruelty free, so yeah, they're cruel rubies. I'm gonna ask a question though. These photos, you see a bright pink. In these swatches, I do not see that bright pink.
I don't see a bright pink. Maybe that's meant to be cruel ruby.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
And what's this mustardy one?
Yeah, they don't have a swatch of the mustard.
Well, they've got 5 shades and they've got 5 swatches.
Oh, they've got 5 swatches.
Oh, I'm confused.
Look,
Maybelline, stop confusing me. I can't handle it this early in the day. Anyway, they've got some new Colour Sensational Shine Compulsion lipsticks that are now available on Amazon in the US. I don't know why they're releasing a lot of their stuff on Amazon. They did the same with their mascara, the Navy mascara. It's like, now on Amazon. I'm like, why? Now, why do we give a shit? So anyway, there's 10 shades and there you go. They're supposed to be hydrating and have an irresistible shine finish.
Another thing from Maybelline is the new Superstay Multi-Use Foundation Stick. What else would you use them for?
Shoving it up your ass. I don't know. Maybelline,
if you're watching, we will sass you. But I will say this about the Superstay range, all right? I actually really love Superstay foundations. The coverage is great, especially if you're the type of person who likes full coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And they wear really well. However, they've got major, major issues with how their colors oxidize.
Yeah.
Like, they oxidize excessively. And I wonder if this stick would do it as well.
But can I just ask you, this image...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, they've done this image for a reason. It's very, very... It's a marketing photo.
Yes, yeah.
It looks like you've gone from clay to powder.
It does. That's what I was like. And it looks like it's oxidized.
Cream to matte formula.
Oh, no.
Full coverage. It looks like it's changed colours a bit, doesn't it?
It does.
No, but I don't know.
We're in trouble. Maybelline's going to hate us after
this. That's all right. You can come for me, mate. You're confusing me. If you're confusing me, you're confusing other people.
Yeah,
so.
I'm confused by this. Like, I don't feel like this sells the product, especially from coming from someone who actually loves the Superstay line and will still buy it regardless of the fact that it oxidizes about 4 shades darker than it shows like when you first depot it from the bottle. But yeah, I'm not sure, Maybelline.
Not sure.
What are we doing here?
Another thing that we've sort of been ignoring, and I think this has popped up before, but we'll just... Look, we're talking about Maybelline. We'll just talk about it now. The Total Temptation Collection. So we've got the mascara that everyone was raving about. There's also a brow definer and a shadow and highlight palette.
Mm.
Now, you can see this has 8 eyeshadows and 2 sort of highlighter pans. I don't mind this because it's got a night... They're nude, but there's one that's sort of like a warm side and a cool side.
Yeah.
And there's like a matte mauve shade in there. So if these work well, I think this is a nicely balanced eyeshadow and highlighter palette. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
There you go.
Milk Makeup have released a product to celebrate the month of Pride Month, basically. Yep. So it's a pack. You get a glitter lip gloss and a quality tattoo stamp for $28, and they'll donate 50% of the retail purchase price of the Pride pack for the month of June to benefit the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community center, which is also known as The Center in New York City. So,
cool.
There we go.
Yeah, the stamper is an equal sign, which is really cool. Yeah. You can see a few people wearing it.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool stab, actually.
Oh, I love how they've done it down the side of her hand instead of doing it on her face. Oh, well, they did,
actually. It's on her face as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a cool little stab. It's one that you could actually wear probably pretty easily on a daily basis to make a subtle, like, statement. I think it's cool.
It is cool. Yeah, I do. I like this.
Yeah, I like it too.
I'm down. We've got some skincare from Murad here. This is the Acne Control Outsmart Acne Clarifying Treatment. I believe this is a salicylic acid-based treatment, and it's clinically proven to reduce pimples, blackheads, and whiteheads in just 1 week.
Cool.
Prada, another perfume. This is the... Look, it's a mandarin perfume, all right? I'm not going to butcher this name.
Oh, with that, all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So 100 mils is $160. It's available now. Top notes are bitter orange, mandarin, and mandarin leaf.
Oof.
I know. The heart is neroli and orange blossom. And the base is opopanax. No idea what that is.
No, but it sounds like...
citrus.
Oh, I so want this so badly.
Heaven.
Yeah. I love citrus fragrances. I want this. When, let's go test this in store, Hayley.
I know.
Let's go break our low buy further.
Shh. Don't tell everyone.
No one knows. It didn't happen.
Tart.
Tart. So it looks like we've got a few new things here. There's a maracuja gold oil.
Can we just take a second to mourn her lips? Look how bad they look.
I don't know why they did that. I actually, when I saw this image, I was just like, what are you even doing? Like, this doesn't make a product look appealing.
And she's dripping the oil on top of her foundation and it's just creating streaks.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't get it. But this $50, limited edition.
Good.
And they've also got the...
Don't bring it back.
Yeah, they've also got the Cosmic Maracuja Concentrated Face Balm, $42.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I... Mm-hmm. Why are they dripping the gold shit into the passion fruit shit with the fucking gold already? Stop doing it!
Yeah. They've also extending the creaseless concealer shades from 14 shades to 30 shades and the Amazonian clay foundations to 40 shades.
Okay.
So there you go. They're finally listening. It's taken a while for them to twig that people have various skin tones.
So this is technically an update, but it's coming June 11th.
And some people have spotted them in stores. And where are they available now?
Selfridges. And the funny thing is, I noticed it over a week ago they were on Selfridges. Not all of the shades are available, but what we're talking about here are the Too Faced Melted Metallic Liquid Lipsticks.
Yeah.
So they discontinued their metallic liquid lipsticks that weren't matte. They were just like a squeeze on
the thing. Melted. Yeah.
Yeah. The melted metallics.
Yeah.
And now they have melted matte Alex. So they're metallics with a matte finish. These are $21 each and there are 10 shades.
And it is reported that it's going to be released around the 11th of June. But like we said, people have started seeing them in stores and some websites are stocking them. So
I think what's interesting about this is Too Faced usually really, really promote everything that they release.
These haven't been promoted.
To death. Like they will sneak peek and then remind us once a week for like 2 years. And these haven't been promoted at all.
No.
What's up with that?
Yeah, there is Instagram account, Hayley Barber, who did get them early. I don't know if she'll set them or whatnot, but she did do a video swatching them. So on the screen, you'll see her swatching them. There were some cool shades in there, I'm going to say. Okay, so there's a few nudes in there. There's like Pillow Talk, Sugar Kisses, Lips Are Sealed. So you've got more of a peachy nude, a more of a cool tone Moby nude, a more of a corally sort of color. Then you get into the mid-tones. You Better Work is a cool tone brown nude. Give It To Me is more of a beautiful bronze. Faking It is more of a rosy gold bronze. You've got the Real Teal, which is a teal kind of blue. Scream My Name, which is a gorgeous purple.
Yeah.
Want to Rock With You. Look at that.
I know.
I want that one and I want it now. Fuck, I want it so badly. And then there's Caffeine Queen, which is a dark, kind of cool tone brown. So there's some really interesting colors in here. Yeah. I really like a lot of them. I want Scream My Name, Want to Rock With You. There's a few of them that look really, really pretty.
Some of them look really nice. And they don't look overly metallic either, which I really, really like. Look, I don't like metallic liquid lipsticks because the only person that they look good on are people who have no lines in their lips whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And to achieve that, you need an excess of fillers.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you put something metallic over something that is already creasy and full of lines, it looks worse.
Yeah.
So I am really anti metallic liquid lipstick.
That's fair enough.
But these don't look excessively
metallic. They don't look like they reflect a lot of light. They just have a bit of a shimmer in them.
They have a very subtle sort of almost glow.
Okay, even though this is an update, sort of leads into something that sort of we haven't seen, but it's still an update, whatever, we're going to talk about it. So we've seen the whole palette for the Then and Now eyeshadow palette, which is the 20-year anniversary palette.
Yes.
So we've seen the full thing. We've seen the packaging. We've seen it. It's an update. We've talked about this a couple of times, but it looks kind of interesting. But also, Jared has shown a new lipstick that's coming out in that range and gave us a little bit more information. So these are the metallic sparkle lipsticks. We previously saw a bright fuchsia pink one.
Mm.
This is a red that will be called Hot Flash, I'm pretty sure. And what he said, and I don't know how to interpret this, but he said, to celebrate our upcoming Too Faced 20 birthday, I reinvented our original 10 lipsticks we launched with back in 1998 with the most rich and creamy glitter formula you have ever seen. So I don't know if it meant that their first releases were glitter lipsticks or if he's taken the shades and turned them into glitter lipsticks.
That's how I originally... That's how I translated it originally.
Because
maybe they were glitter lipsticks, though.
See, I can't imagine a brand launching 10 glitter lipsticks to start a brand.
No.
I can't imagine that. And I might have just been sort of delving into a bit of makeup 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I wasn't familiar. I don't think we had Too Faced in Australia at all. I'm not familiar with what they launched with. But I see this as being maybe they just launched with a bunch of shades and he's turned them into this new formula.
Yeah.
But this sort of looks like a really cool sort of ruby glittery shade.
It does, yeah. We've also had another little sneak peek or... We have mentioned this before, the Tutti Frutti collection with Candy Johnson. We had an image and then we had some, what were they?
The trademarks. And also that mixing sort of, some duochrome-y peachy pink sort of liquid.
Yeah.
But we do know this is coming out in fall.
Yes.
So at least they're not sneak peeking too early because when we first heard about this, I think it was, might have been... I don't know, maybe March or something?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It was this year.
Yeah, it was. Which means he's containing the sneak peaks to maybe 6 months.
Jared, if you're watching, I love you now.
Yeah, good. Much better. 6 months I can handle.
Yeah.
12, 18, 24 months.
Too much.
I can't handle
it. Also, can we have Dick Vagina, please?
Yeah, I want Dick Vagina.
People are still waiting for that.
Maybe we should put Dick Vagina on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I think we should. I'll wear it outside.
People are like, that's a nice blush. And you're like, thanks. Dick Vagina. Okay, we're talking about summer palettes and how they're all starting to look sort of similar.
Yep.
This is the Violet Voss summer palette. We haven't seen much about it except for this, so it will be coming out soon. But once again, what do we have?
Ooh.
Yellow. We don't have a green, but we've got two teals, three teals, pretty much four yellow,
three
oranges. Yeah.
What's happening?
Look, there are a lot of palettes coming out like this. I do have to give them some props, though.
Mm.
Besides the black in the corner, which doesn't really
work. Not necessary. Just put another coral in there.
Yeah, but I am going to say, instead of having brown, brown, nude, nude, yellow, green, blue.
I like this more.
Because you have, it's a color palette.
Yes.
You've got pinks, purples, watermelons, and various colors that you can work well with other shades, or you can create full looks using this because you've got the toned down ones, but the brighter ones, the darker ones. There's mattes and shimmers. So there is a versatility here where you can create a cohesive look.
Yeah. I love how they've got like a shimmery yellow and a matte yellow, shimmery teal and a matte teal.
Yeah.
Like it gives you options.
Yeah. A burnt orange, a bright orange.
Yes.
But like, get rid of the black, put a darker purple.
I hate black in eyeshadow palettes. And I know if you're the type of person who uses black with most looks, then you're going to love it. But I have one black
that you need. Yeah.
And it's the best black on the face of the planet. I'm sorry, Violet Voss. I don't need your wishy-washy black.
I think what it takes away is this is a color palette besides the black. So if you're going to go color palette, put in like a matte purple. Where's the matte purple with the bikini shade? I kind of like this. And I think this is where I'm talking about with the Jeffree Star, like, There's palettes like that that are coming out. There's Manny palette that like Luna Beauty that has sort of like half nudes, half colors. There was that other one that we saw from an indie brand. I'll put it on the screen. Anyway, all these kind of brands are coming out with mixes of nudes and colors.
Yeah.
You need to make a choice. Do you want the nudes or do you want to just go full color with this palette? And right now I'd prefer to go this.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm also going to say Coloured Rain, probably going to look something like this.
Yeah, I think so.
There is so much choice now that you just don't have to settle for something that you're not 100% confident with because there's so much more coming out. So
it's true.
Out of the summer palettes, I think this one is the one that interests me the most.
Mm. From EXO Beauty, we have what appears to be some new lip products coming out. We don't know when these are coming, but
there you go. Look, we've had a few requests. I've seen many times in the comments people like, talk about EXO Beauty. EXO Beauty don't release much. They release like a new thing every year or every 6 months. So we do talk about them.
Yeah. There's just not many of them. We've talked about them
whenever they release things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever they release things, we talk about them. But otherwise, we can't make stuff up.
It's a situation where like we get an image like this and, you know, there's not too much we can tell you.
When Shan EXO tends to do those big lip swatch videos, that's when we talk about them in more detail because that's when we have information.
So Ella Beauty is launching a new collection in sometime later this month. The image that we have says 17 days, but
says this month.
It's this June. Month. It's coming in June.
But this is supposed to be her most refreshing collection to date.
Yeah.
It's the Splash Botanics range. So there's going to be a new body mist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a live launch on the 20th of June. So we'll update you later.
Mm-hmm.
Later.
Before we get on to the Beauty News VIP of the episode, we wanted to let you guys know about a really cool suggestion that our mod Rebecca gave to us regarding our thumbnails for Beauty News episodes.
Yeah.
So essentially what we're going to be doing now is...
Sometimes, not all the time.
We're going to provide our group members, the Not Beauty News members, with some thumbnail image options and they can go forth and do things to them.
Yeah, Photoshop them, have a bit of fun. Because in the last month or so, we've been trying to have some fun with our thumbnails. Last week, we were cats.
Yes, we were cats.
It was a good suggestion that to kind of keep that going.
Yeah.
Encourage Not Beauty News members to contribute.
Yes.
So, if you want to take part in that, then we will probably pin a photo.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably every Wednesday-ish and give 24 hours for people to submit
around.
Thumbnail options. Mm-hmm. And then, so that might be a fun thing to play around with. So check out that group if you want to join.
Link in the description box. Our Beauty News VIP for the episode is, drum roll please, worst drum roll ever, Erin. This episode is dedicated to you, Erin.
Yep.
We have seen you around for a long time.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your support, and thank you to everyone who supports us whether you sponsor us or you just watch our videos.
To you, Erin. And also, I thought of an emoji.
Good.
It's actually three emojis.
Excellent. Let's do it.
Love hearts.
Yes.
Yellow, blue, and green.
Excellent. Let's do it.
I wonder why. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Leave those love hearts if you made it till the end. And we'll see you guys.
I just knocked the camera.
Hayley.
That is like the original sin of fucking filming.
Oh.
Don't knock the camera.
Be more professional. All right. We'll see you guys when we see you.
Yes, we will.
Bye. Bye.